passer. ועכשיו, קמפוס הקצה.
כל הסופש.
יו, גיל שידי, ביג אופי סלף, ביג גנג זילה ססה, אברי טיים, יהיה דאט, רסטה ליב, בלסד לב.
זו, אלה וגעת היות. Keep your head up, soldier.
Never wanna see your hand down.
See?
Never wanna see your hand down.
Yeah, I'm all street, man. Yeah.
Princess six pocket crown.
Yeah.
Never wanna see your hand down.
Nah, man, can't talk.
Never wanna see your hand down.
No give up, yeah.
Never wanna see your hand down. Down. Remember some things I'm on venture. One shot man have to beat it till it melt you. In a this two them on a tap in a them thing boat. Yeah me fierce it boy yeah how you think you. Took a couple hits and plus a couple mil though. Mansion balcony watch the hills yo. Man balling like smiling and chin so. Poolside be a hot girl in a them swimsuit lad. Champion a chop in a me head. Can't sleep without a girl in a me bed. Me link solid like tightening on the fence. Strike force full of more chopping than the fence. We got the white in the beam, I got the black in the bends. All of me member, but me better than my dead. Vex of them never live to see this. Me know the pussy them can't believe I'm in this. Right on me eye. Hype and life, yeah. Look up on you from Spain town. Now I live a titan life, yeah. Right on me eye. Hype and life, yeah. Girl, I give me help on the highway, so me just a smile and drive.
Dinner.
Mummy, where you want go? Well, guess you're Atlantis. White be my black Benz, no, not Altis. Yellow mixed with white gold, man, I rock on wrist. Champion, man, I drink, me can't stop from piss. Strike force, man, I tell them Spain town badness. Fat ride, fat matic, can be a hot bad bitch. When the Jenna's in a road mode, be my inner sport mode. Drop the four for us, Spain, here it up a port more, lad. Champion, I chopping on me head. Can't sleep without a girl in my bed. Millions solid like tightening on the fence. Strike force full of more chopping than the fence. You got the white in the beam, I got the black in the bends. Yeah, my ball, when my mem, my friends, and my dad. I never live to see this. Pussy them can't believe I'm in this. Right on me eye. Hype and life, yeah. Looking for you from Spain town. Now I live a titan life, yeah. Right on me eye. Hype and life, yeah. Girl, I give me head on the highway, so me just a smile and drive. And Georgia woulda never make me suffer, boy, ya. Woulda never make me suffer, boy, ya. Play my car, soldier. Send another angel for your soldier. No oil, no powder, no hope, ya. Girl, stronger than the fire from Mummy Sonia. Me want show them me might for ya. Tell a boy, try this eye down, ya. Boy, jump, you're not dropping on me head. Can't sleep, it doesn't call it on my bed. Mmm. Link solid like tightening on the fence. Beck say you never live to see this. Pelpa you never live to see this. Scooja you never live to see this. Never live to see this. Papi me yes sir, never live to see this. Big Seal never live to see this. Billy never live to see this. Full Swipe never live to see this. Alex never live to see this. Billy Sauce never live to see this. Clava never live to see this. Kunta never live to see this.
Greetings, yes, שבת שלום, אתם על מה הדיבור בקמפוס הקצה, איתי גיל שלי דגן, כאן איתכם, אתם כנראה לא סופרים אבל אני כן, תוכנית מספר 19 כאן בקצה, וזו גם התוכנית האחרונה שאני הולך לשדר לייב מאולפן הקצה בזמן הקרוב, כי בעוד יומיים אני עובר לפראג, מאוד מתרגש, ולא לדאוג כי התוכנית תמשיך להביא לכם את כל הדיבורים שלא מדברים עליהם מספיק ברדיו, אבל זה יהיה מרחוק, ולמעשה אני כבר ממש... מתחיל את חגיגות הפרידה שלי. הלילה אני חוגג במועדון הבוקסה, במסגרת הלילה דו-שבועי שנקרא דאנסול בבוקסה, והפעם תהיה מסיבה מאוד מיוחדת, כי הגיע אלינו כל הדרך מברלין, אחד מענקי תקליטני הדאנסול באירופה ובעולם כולו, אז ברשותכם נעבור לאנגלית כדי שהוא יבין אותנו. Yes, our guest in studio today is a talented selector from a leading sound in the reggae and dancehall culture, Panza from Supersonic Sound, Wagwan.
Woo!
Yeah, you can talk closer to a bit closer to the mic, so people can hear you.
Yes, Gil. Thanks for the invitation. Nice to be here.
Yeah, my pleasure. First of all, welcome again to Israel. It's great to have you here again. And I know it's not your first nor second visit.
And not the last one.
Yeah, that's for sure. How many times have you been here, actually?
I lost count, must be around like 15 times.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, 15 times.
Yeah, I mean, I've been, first time I've been here was in 1995, and always wanted to come back, and didn't really find the reason to come back, and then like Abuja Sound did invite us in 2007 mm-hmm. again, and I stayed 2 weeks then, and yeah, became good friends with everybody, and just came back almost every year, sometimes twice a year.
Wow.
Some years I had to skip, so yeah.
So do you like performing in Israel?
Yeah.
do you find like something special about being here in particular, because you play in so many places around the world?
I mean, there's some special things about all the places that I went into the world. Like, for me, it's like really like the people that I met here and I became good friends with, and Humus and Mesabara.
Yeah, that's definitely an incentive to come to Israel. All right. And you didn't came here alone, because we also have in studio local representation of the Israeli sound system scene, man called Alan Berger from Mystical Youth Sound. Yes.
Yeah, I'm there.
Wagwan.
Yeah, man, everything nice. I'm staying in English, car. Yeah, it's an international show.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. We do it many times, like we do the show in English. That's not a problem at all. Yeah, and you came here. No, you came to my program in its previous form in Kola Campus days back in 2015.
True.
And since then, you like your sound, which has three members, performed all over, like in Jamaica, America, Europe.
Wow. Now actually, I'm kind of reminding, we have this photo from outside of the studio with the Bass Odyssey flyer. They were coming for the first time to Israel for Yardstorm. That was summer 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just maybe a couple of weeks before our first journey to Jamaica, which is actually just 4 years. There's been many since then.
Yeah, right.
And even a one ticket for Jaco. So,
what is it like touring the world and representing the Israeli vibe?
Well, it's a journey. I mean, it's definitely, first of all, each place is very different. I mean, as Panza mentioned, I mean, when you play in Europe, it's one thing, but I think for us, it's always been something that I dreamed of to play in Jamaica, and for some reason, we feel very natural to play in Jamaica, where the crowd is 100% with you for every speech or every little joke that you're gonna make.
Mm-hmm.
There, this is where both as an MC and as a selector, every little thing that you do is getting noticed, and mm-hmm. once they like it, they appreciate it.
All right.
So yeah.
Okay, and tonight we're gonna have some fun in the Buxa.
Definitely. I mean, it's a honor for me to play with Panza, and you know, and kind of move the knobs a little bit while he selects the supersonic big dub plates.
For real. And now what we do is just an early warm up, right? So Panza, you brought some dub plates with you, a thing called dub plates.
Yeah, just randomly picked like some like supersonic trademark tunes, some tunes that I personally mm-hmm. liked, and some of the newer ones that we voiced like during the last half.
Yeah.
And,
For those who don't know what it means, dub plate means like special versions of known reggae and dancehall songs that were recorded especially for your sound.
Yes.
Yes. So we're gonna play first one. Just from your the random dub plates you picked, because you brought many. You got many.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first one would be Anika Mose.
Yes.
World of Reggae.
Yeah.
Yeah, World of Reggae music.
It's a kind of like an anthem for us, like one of the few sounds that really has it on dub plate and bus it. And so I think when people hear Supersonic, they kind of expect us to play that.
It's a good one to start up with.
Yeah.
All right.
Music on ya, supersonic. Keep me rocking with me data. World of reggae music on ya, supersonic. Keep me rocking with me data. And now just be nice and hold your space. I won't entertain no more disgrace. Out in the street, they call it murder. When rhythm's passing out your head, all we can say is world of reggae music on ya. So pass on it. Keep me rockin' with me data. World of reggae music on ya. Lord have mercy. Lord I toss they give me water.
Yes, definitely an anthem. Respect. Tell us a bit about your sound, Supersonic. How did it develop? What's going on with it right now?
It was never planned to end up as a like a sound system with clashing and such. Like it was just like in the 90s I was more into like hip-hop and I went to New York quite often and also in the local record store in Berlin, like they had a small like reggae section and those guys also played like reggae and dancehall all the time, so I kind of got more interest in it and I would say within a period of like 1 or 2 years, I sold my big hip hop collection to buy like all like the 45. So I traded some rare hip hop promos to some rare Sizzler Exterminator 45s. And at some point I just needed some source of income to finance the record buying. And so I started to do like do those mixtape series. Mm-hmm. And I never had any intention to play like as a DJ in a club. Like that was really like out of my view. And so.
What did you do back then?
Like I was just collecting records, loving music, and I did follow some like German sounds, like such a sound, Soundquake. Like I was traveling a lot with Soundquake back then. That's how I like got the knowledge about like dub plates and I was also like following the clashing scene in Jamaica a bit, not as deep as many others maybe did, but I heard like all this like Jaro, Addis, clashes, all those classic mm-hmm. ones, but I never really had the intention like to bring it on a level like this, because right. in the 90s that was like impossible to think of, like to get like dub plates in a amount where you could do like a clash or mm-hmm. something. So then in, like in 98 I was, just started with this mixtape series and mainly to generate some money to buy records and they worked really good and so eventually somebody asked me to DJ in a club and I think it was the second date when I was playing there when Spider was there with another friend he also did have a small sound back then and he loved so much how I played music, so he just joined me on the mic and like the day after we talked, and since then like we started Supersonic as it is now. Like I picked the name for the mixtapes and such like first, but Supersonic as a sound really started that night when Spider decided to take the mic and
the rest is history.
Yes.
But I have to ask, so you never knew him before that, or
I knew him, we had some mutual friends, but we never been really like good friends that we met each other like all the time and actually I bought some records of him because he did have like a small record store like at the Yam Club you must know in Berlin, like they have like every Sunday they had like a open like market and he was selling like some records there and I bought some records of him and so we knew each other before
Right. No, like many of our listeners, they for sure know about like how amazing city is Berlin, but they don't know much about the dancehall and reggae scene there. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Like, I didn't know that Yam Club is from the 90s.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no. I think this year, last year was the 25th anniversary, and 94, I think they started, and it was. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was only like the Sundays on like an open like area where people played basketball, played music. Like it was like a meeting point mm-hmm. for everybody, and I think they moved the
Basketball is strong there. Like yeah. I was in Yam Club exactly a year ago, mm-hmm. and there was a basketball match inside the club.
Oh yeah.
And the winning team got to play first.
Okay, wow.
Like that's something that I think only in Berlin you would see something like that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so like if you're talking about dance hall in Berlin, like you definitely have to mention Yam. That's like the biggest institution like back then and even now. Mm-hmm. And well, I guess it's like everywhere in the world, like the dance hall scene kind of shrink down and a bit. And then so like it also happened in Berlin. And then so there are some things going on, but you don't really feel like the big exposure that dancehall sounding music has on public radio. You know, you don't feel it in the clubs
right.
at all, because like people that love to hear the sound, they go to like their regular urban parties. They hear those like even the those people play some Vibes Cartel and whatever there. Mm-hmm. But the real like hardcore dancehall parties are having a really bad time right now.
I see. But it goes with waves, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So sometimes, you know, like. It's big and sometimes not. Like here in Israel, I think it's quite big right now, and like people are really into it, mm-hmm. and we have like many more like dancers.
Yeah,
that's going on as well. Mm-hmm. I really like what's going on right now, but yeah. So, mm-hmm. so as you said, like dancehall in Berlin was strong back then, mm-hmm. and. Like still
it's,
going
it's
on
still
right
there.
Now.
Still there. I mean, there is still people like that have been there like 20 years ago. They're still there as well. But what is missing is like the young people, like as selectors and in the audience. Like mm-hmm. Like I think the average is starting at like 30 years plus now.
Mm-hmm. But you still get to play around Germany.
Yeah, not as much as before, but because everywhere like the scene is getting smaller. But but still.
That's great. Let's hear another dub. Which one you want to play next?
Pick the Prodigy.
All right, Prodigy. Great. Blood Money. Big tune. All right. Yeah, guys.
Relevant to the elections.
That's true as well. Yeah. We didn't want to mention politics, but
next
yeah.
time you're going to come here, you're going to vote.
Yeah, because, wow, like 15 times you should get citizenship already, like residency at least. All right. Yeah. Supersonic is in the building. Next tune, Prodigy, Blood Money. Yes. Check this one out.
Okay, this is Prodigy representing for the one and only Supersonic, you know, no. Out of Berlin, Germany, it's a Panzer Spider, Chris Blender. All right, I met them know Berlin, you don't know Prodigy, yeah. Alright then, Supersonic mash up every clash and every party. Enough money pull up every time them a play. You hear all the massive them start applauding. As soon as Panzer and Spider step on the scene, and we start the fire blazing pan Babylon. And we burn out all right wing politician. Every man equal in a destination. Well if you no agree then no put up on a hand. And we must rebel against all them racists. We tired we see all of them injustice and humanity, me say we have to defend it. Well, put up on the lighter and let's fight for this. So, a Supersonic Wakey Nation, every dance and radio station. Now, if you check your situation, and hey, a Supersonic Wakey Nation, come take a look in a Jamaica. Injustice in the place now. If what you see, not really face you. Well then you what the problem what we face to. Well Supersonic I go buy a next 60, you know. Cause maybe then they never have to be a prisoner. Cause maybe then them not fi have to turn in fire on. Police gonna come remand. Supersonic run an army. Hey, was about to be a sound killer too. Maybe then we could have make any decision. Look, maybe then we make a dozen sound disappear. Then we act like we no care. Watch your vote we back in there. Huh. Because this is reality. fi kill a soul, me say sometime a di philosophy. Man, the road that carry one no leap a felony. But them have a family, a boost up the economy. But supersonic say cancel operation. Cause no real bad man a go station. Now if you check his situation, and hey, a supersonic run the nation. Come take a look in a Jamaica, supersonic in a the place now, if what you see no really face you. But then you what deep is out of many, but a one set of people feeling it. How that real society you agree? Things are revealed, the garbage, the machine spit. No smoke screen, a river tunnel conceal it. Now the system fail it. Supersonic get wiser. A matter of time before a total divide ya. Yeah. You cross the line, man, draw quick to remind you. If you believe in crime, then crime will have to find you. And that's how it's been always. But not frustrate you like it do to me. How much dead baby they over Jubilee? How much youths did 10 when them running at the valet? Now them 16 heart cry and fricassee. So, supersonic wake the nation.
Wow, as Alan said, didn't expect this rhythm. Very nice.
we always try to find like some different rhythms to voice some specials.
Yeah, to make it like very special. Yeah, because usually like artists just record the original tune on the original rhythm.
Sometimes we let them record them on the original rhythm because they feel more comfortable and remix it after, like we checked before, like what options we have. When I get a special, I want to have it as a real special version.
What makes you so passionate about this music?
What can I say? It's just the feelings for it. And I still like, I mean, for me, nothing changed since I started. I mean, I got into reggae music really like kind of late, like in the mid 90s. That's when I really got into, like, I didn't have this like Bob Marley period before. Mm-hmm. So I really started with Sizzla and those artists back then. And by now, like, I love like all types of Jamaican styles from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s till now. Like, so for me, doesn't matter if it's like a Jackie Opel or if it's some Chronic Law, like as long as the tune is good, I love it. And
it's interesting because like many people got a bit like lost in the middle, you may say. Mm-hmm. They said that after the 80s, like the music became crap. Or after the 90s, like Sizzla.
That's what people in the 70s said about the music in the 80s. Right. The music is getting crap now. So, I mean, of course, music changes and you don't have to like everything. And sometimes I'm a bit skeptic about some new artists. It takes me a while. Like let's say Popcorn here. He had a hard time with me. I only played him like after like 1 or 2 years or so, like the first tune's release, and now I'm a big Popcorn fan. He's one of the best artists to me.
Right. Yeah. Like music is music. Yeah. As you said, I like this attitude. Did you get to play in Jamaica as well?
We only played in Jamaica like in 2006. It was some rather small dances, but we never really made the step like to go there.
Right. Right. Do you plan to do it in the future?
Not really. I wouldn't say we don't plan it, but I mean, there are so many places in the world that I love to travel and Jamaica. I mean, it's nice to go to the dances now, but also like I would like to do some studio work there. But it's so hard, like with the artists that you want to voice nowadays for dub plates and such. It doesn't make sense to go there because maybe in 2 weeks you will manage to meet one or two of those artists. It's not like before. Like when first times I went to Jamaica, like there were those like obvious dub plate spots like Sapphire Arrows or like the Kilimanjaro studio. You just go there and either let them call the artist or just wait who's passing through and see like who you want to voice That vibe is still totally gone.
Yeah, and the artists, as you said, get to tour Europe so often. So.
Yeah, yeah, and most of them don't even live in Jamaica. Like, I mean, if you want to voice Movado, like you will hardly catch him like in Jamaica.
Right. You mentioned before, and I want to speak more about it later on. But the clash thing, that's also something that some of our listeners are not familiar with. Tell us about this sport that we have for like reggae fans, reggae and dancehall fans worldwide.
Well, how to start that on a like really 101 style? It's a, I mean, it's, in the end, it's like the two or more like sound systems competing with each other, like trying to convince the massive that they are playing the best. And nowadays, the rule is most of the times that it has to be dub plates, like those special versions that we are hearing now. But it's not like a stiff like rule, and so like in the end, as long as you can like convince the people that you're playing better, you're good. The clash. And
yeah, and you took part in like so many clashes, I think. Like
Maybe like 20 or so. Lost track of it. Yeah.
Wow, that's a good number.
Yeah.
And you got your sound very prepared for it, like in terms of amount of dub plates that you have.
Yeah. I mean, you never feel really prepared when you go into like you always have that one tune in mind that didn't work. So, but in the end, I think we have enough dub plates to like take up the challenge, like with everybody. And
yeah, you're very humble. I must say. No, like, cause I'm following your like your selection from I don't know, like more than 10 years ago.
Okay.
From Abuya brought you, I think.
Yeah.
And like that, some dub plates you have are really like crazy, you know, like
some song did feel it.
Yeah.
Over the years.
True. All right, let's play another dub plate by Bear Salmon and Marcia Griffiths called Play On. Want to say anything about it before we play?
Just play some music.
Just let it play. All right. Yes.
Supersonic sound, rise to the occasion every time, taking it to the world. Marcia Griffiths endorsing it to the max. Exclusive, yours truly, Marcia, and Bear Salmon upon the keys. Berlin, Germany, big up yourself. Panzer, Spider, Chris, Blender, Arno, Beres, talk to them.
You don't talk everything already, my them. Dead. You're not my girl. Dead. Run. No worry, Supersonic killing. He won't recover. His life is over, yeah.
If you should see a sad boy crying, don't ask the Supersonic killing. Watch him die. His heart is broken.
Oh, it could be you, not me.
We kill you for free,
Supersonic, don't worry.
אתם מאזינים לקמפוס הקצה, כל הסופש. And I say, incoming the original Supersonic once more alongside Chronics King Zelastia, I know. Junior Blender bless myself every time. And I say, Rastafari reign and rule, Panzer take them to school. Then if I don't say the next word, neither Arno bless myself, Chris. Rastafari again, and again, and again. Welcome, the champion from Berlin. Turntables turning. Lord, I'm a left, a right, a timpan a run, a left, a right. Bell of the hill of a left, a right, a sound boy a run. I tell them, say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the savior, welcome the big bad sound. And we no care is who Supersonic, we still wear the crown. Tell them, say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the savior, welcome the big bad sound. You know, we ask is who Supersonic, we issue, we no warning. Ja people, them a ball, said them, tell them mediocre. Timpana go following Supersonic step round, yeah. Living from down, cause them life no easy boat, yeah. Even Bantan say it's a can easy. An operation, killer for jump on. Supersonic a the real champion from creation. He writing a job plan, tell them them better go home. Cause we recruiting soldiers coming from near and far, right? Choose executing some little timpan a tell lie and them not at the truth. Well, and we say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Welcome the savior, welcome the original son. You know, the axes who Supersonic, I show them down. Well, and we say, here comes trouble, here comes the danger. Oh, well. Supersonic, tell them, hey, I said, your army ready, my friend. We fit on my ready for them. A long time, them my penny, my best, they say, yeah, we enemy them. Chanix are independent, parcel, I see where we debate. We all the wonder where we are talking, we have the remedy, them, my best. Rasta youth must inherit the earth. Can't sit down, just send me people. I bring the fire in a room. We bring the fire in our room. Supersonic recruited. Oh well, executed. Some little timpan we tell I and them not all the truth. Well, I will select her right there. Oh well.
Yes, I'm Adi Boo. What's the talk radio show? Last time live from Israel for the next period. Yes, I'm here with you still.
A farewell.
And yeah, it's a very, like, it's a, we have something unique today what we do, because first of all, we have Panza from Supersonic Sound in the building alongside Alan Berger from Mystical Youth, two big sound systems, one from Israel, one from Germany. And later on, we're going to have a great party at the Buxa Club. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the next thing is that usually we don't play the version, the dub plate until the end.
Like, some of the dubs, I was surprised how the second verse, I mean, I think I heard them like once that they were recorded, and but after that, in a dance, you never play them over the
until the end. Yeah. But it sounds great. Yeah. But those we played so far, last one we heard was Chronics, of course, for those who don't know. Here comes Trouble. And yeah, we started to talk about the Clash thing. Do you want to share like some I don't know, special experience from any Clash that you had? I don't know. When you had a moment you felt like it's not going the direction you wanted, and apparently you were surprised.
Well, it's still to me like one of the most memorable moments in this whole Supersonic career. Like, it was in 2009 when we played in New York, and it was actually our first Clash in New York. And since years, I was trying to voice that guy Super C on dub, and just by chance, like I got the link to him like 2 months before the Clash, and we did voice him 3 days before the Clash, and I still wasn't sure like how the effect would be like when we played it. To me, it was a really big tune, and nobody really played it in New York for a good while. And when we played it rather late in the Clash, and that was like still I'm still getting goosebumps when I think about it. And there was some video of it like on YouTube years ago, but it got deleted. I really would wish I could buy it back to see it again, because you could see like how the whole crowd like was going crazy over it. That moment will be hard to top, like in a Clash.
Exciting.
And as a selector, a Clash fan, is also maybe following that moment, many other sounds started to
maybe some people tried to voice him before because it was really hard. Like I had a special link to get him to do it, so maybe some people tried to voice him before and he didn't do it and got more open after that. Or maybe some people just followed like the forward and then tried to get the same. I'm sure he made some good money.
Nice. Big up Mikey Spectrum.
For sure. How do you get prepared for a Clash? You know, must be like very like exciting experience. You know, I wonder how mentally you get like prepared for that.
Mm, I mean, it really depends what Clash it is and like which location you have to make a plan, like what artist you want to voice, what is possible, what is in your budget, and find like a mixture of like your own identity and pleasing that local crowd. Like I mean, like clashing in New York is something different than clashing in Italy,
and
so you have to find like a middle way to like still keep your own identity and still please like the audience there,
right.
So even now, like I'm always like it's in 4 weeks we have the next Clash in New York. I'm still picking choices. Like I mean, I have like let's say 20 choices of what I could do. I can only afford 5 of them, so it's like every minute I'm thinking, well, what should I do? Like out of these like 20 options.
Exactly, because you don't have a lot of time. You know, it's like every round it would be like
the rounds are quite good. It's like I think in total it's like almost 2 hours playing time for each sound, which is not too bad. So you're not really forced to play that fast, and you can play some tunes more than like a chorus and it's not easy to make the right decisions. Like maybe you voiced the wrong tune. You never know before. Like,
all right. What about you, Berger, or Mystical? In terms of clashes, do you plan to have anything for the future?
Well, in general, then yes. I mean, as you see, the sound is juggling on quite a level in the last year, so this is definitely a direction. But as Panza was mentioning in his preparations these days to New York, it's as much as you have your ideas and you're thinking about what's going to work with the crowd, you're also working on a budget, which this is where the reality comes in to this kind of amazing but wicked sport. So we're definitely growing our collection every day, and especially the links in Jamaica in the last couple years are improving. So
yeah, now that you have a local representation.
Exactly. So,
sent an Israeli to Jamaica.
Exactly. So we're closer to the studios. We're not in a rush. We don't have a Clash next month, so we can wait until we get the really good deals and to kind of work as the build our Dubbox as good as possible. I mean, we did have some in the last couple years, but around the years 2013, 14, 15, we did some local 45 clashes with our friends, Israeli soundmans, like Tabasco and Amar. And Jacoby had some couple of kind of clashy moments in Jamaica. It's not really an official clash with a flyer or anything, but these videos of him just exchanging some kind of Clash vibes with other local selectors brought a lot of attention and drama, good attention to the sound. So definitely the Clash vibe is there. Hopefully it will be sooner than later.
And people that find it hard to catch up can check your page. Facebook page or Instagram.
Of course, Mystic Aleut Sound, Supersonic Sound on Instagram.
Yeah, and see what's going on there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's like we do have almost every month an official booking, so we're always posting the flyers, etc. But sometimes there are also spontaneous dances. So sometime from the afternoon, Jacoby is calling me, oh, I'm passing through some dance tonight, play a little segment, and then boom, next day some crazy video.
Almost hard to follow.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's hear another dub which is pretty fresh, I think.
Yeah, like half a year old.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite tunes for this year, definitely. So
For sure. I think so too. One of the best tunes that came out this year.
Also, like one of the most talented. Like, I mean, there are some of those new artists in Jamaica right now, but to me, he's maybe still the most talented.
Yes. From the upcoming artists. Yeah. Definitely. TJ. Yeah. Tune called Own a Lane. Big tune for like an important message, you know, just do your own thing. All right, I love it. Yes, let's hear it.
Give me a cinnamon, a big sound. How you feel like sound? You can test me, some sound, yeah. A supersonic sound, you say it. Some say Panza, some say Spider, some say Chris, some say Blender. Some say Arno. Give me a cinnamon, Berlin, Germany. You know the thing going on, man. Supersonic sound, up top. Supersonic, me not trust some sound, boy. Hey, cause them with pies we drink. Hear me no Panza, Spider. None more. None of them on a lane, son of boy can't style them. None of them on a lane, yeah. Supersonic. Them my friend fi link, style to the thing. We no trust some boy cause them a pies we drink. Supersonic no rate ya, them no grow on your people. We no want me no link. Pans and wolf you will load. If we can't buy a spliff, much less see buy a drink. You know see say Chris and Bogo. Cause we born as a thugs and we mother never grew a wimp. We no fright no fi people, no fright no fi people, no. People a fi fright no fi we. Jah guide we in the street and we out at night. But that they read Bible fi we. Supersonic no love likes. They never tell her before, say pressure bus pipe. Pick up your car, manage enough like. Better you suffer the consequence, cause you love hype. Supersonic in a dem own a lane, and dem own a game. So no boy can style way. Still how we own a lane, so no son boy can kill way. Hey, shut the fuck up, but they talking about them while you know the friend them when we parry the reptile. Still how we own a lane. Supersonic. Ask them, dog, what make you do that? Can my name go two cops? Love your belly, you that them go find you dead like two rats. Better say you left your fucking yard and you no come back. Mother see your body and her ass, I say you who that? Never them a move like Judas day. Tell some boys if I move on way. You know say I be a cartoon, them dark and a big skip do that day. Looking at the glass on the normal size, I'm never gonna be like you, parry. Just get a car to the Ben Super. Spider them soup by 2 a day. Own a lane and them own a game, so no boy can't style with. Stay away, own a lane. Talking about them while you know the friend them when we parried a reptile. Staying out with own a lane. Supersonic. My own. We not afraid of feeling. No. Style to a thing. Yeah. We not trust some boy cause them with pies we drink. No. Hey, man, son, Supersonic. Is it mad?
Definitely mad. All right. We don't have much time left. I wonder what are the next topics I want to talk to you about, because I have many.
Time flies.
Yeah, right?
Just like you.
Yeah, very soon. Monday is my flight. All right. What do you guys think about what's going on in the reggae and dancehall scene worldwide wise right now?
Hard to answer because
like, I know but
I only know like things happening within my horizon. Mm-hmm. So I would say like nowadays it's really more for the love than like for the business. The parties were really big for some time in the 2000s, like late 90s, early 2000s. So I think everybody who's still in the business now is really doing it for the love of it. And we don't know like if it will get bigger again or if it will stay on the same level. But I for sure, as long as I have some music that I love to play, I will still do it.
Mm-hmm. Burger, you wanted to make?
I mean, in general, I think as far as the music, it's pretty good times. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some fresh things coming out in the reggae side of things, which although in Jamaica, I would say it's not only catching, like usually when you hear mm-hmm. a one drop segment in Jamaica, it might still be a Chronix, Here Comes Trouble, or like, a Blood Money.
Like tunes from 5 years ago.
Yeah,
which you won't see in the dancehall.
Exactly, segment. In the dancehall, everything is very fresh. I mean, as always, you have the young youths and you have the guys kind of controlling the scene, the cartels and everything. Mm-hmm. In general, musically, I enjoy it very much. Specifically, we're talking about Jamaica. These days, everybody are talking about the noise abatement law, whatever you call it, that they're putting more effort, the police, into locking off dance, and about that they're allowed to make noise in street dances, which street dances is most of the parties in Jamaica.
Yeah, like,
so they're giving it a bit more hard time with the curfews. And now there's a big debate, is it good to have dancehall in the inner city areas or no? I mean, it provides job for people, and it's kind of gives them also a break from their hard life, but it also makes maybe people who want to to work in the morning, it makes it hard for them to sleep. So it's really...
There's a problem, but that's a part, big part of the culture. Like people, like when we talk about dancehall, we talk about... like parties outside, definitely. Outdoor,
definitely,
you know, not like the club thing.
Exactly, know? But they're also locking up dances in other areas, which maybe not be interrupting anyone, that they just maybe don't have a permit mm-hmm. to do it. So it's definitely a challenge, but this is something very Jamaican specific.
Yeah, but when you talk worldwide, like a lot of exciting things are happening. Like
definitely, I mean, I think first the sound of dancehall in the recent years is being really. I mean, the borders between genres are much less.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, like your coffee toast is not necessarily your typical Jamaican sound. It's very much Afrobeats, and Walshy Fire is doing
Afrobeat project. Even hip hop and reggaeton, you know, sounds kind of like. Yeah. Afrobeat and dancehall, you know, it's like the borders.
I mean, if you take off TJ from the beat you just played, mm-hmm. on Alain, it doesn't sound like a dancehall track.
Right,
not,
right.
Not like a classic dancehall.
So definitely.
So I'm wondering if you like it, or what do you think about it?
I like it a lot, but I also can understand that some people don't manage to make that next step of like sound in dancehall now. Mm-hmm. Like they are missing this classic like dancehall rhythm feeling, and I can understand it in a way, but for me it's more interesting to have like all those more minimal new rhythms mm-hmm. in this like Afrobeat style, and it gives the artist like some more space like for the lyrics but yeah, maybe it's not like straightforward like the dancehall rhythms like 20 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
But I personally, totally different. I love it. Not all the productions, like some of them are really like not that catchy. So like sometimes when we voice doublets, we voice them on different rhythms. Like the next one you have there, we did a different version of it. And but yeah, in general, like I really love like the new sounding dancehall.
Definitely. All right. Yeah. Tell us more about the next tune that we're gonna play.
That's the Jabilani Wild Side Government, and we had a feeling that this tune will work much better in a like a more old school, straightforward dancehall rhythm style. So just
interesting.
Pitch it up a bit.
If you know this one, you're gonna be surprised. Check this one. All right. Yeah. Yeah. Like speed it up. Check it out.
Hey, Supersonic. We run out the 15 shooter and be a fool of panic. You know, say a Javelani representer, me I say Panzer. Me I say Spider, me I say Chris, me I say Blender, me I say Arno. Yeah, I'm a Supersonic song. Supersonic, steady with the magic. Anywhere we see the enemy, we clap it, oh God. Steady up, yeah, we bring it anyway. Outside with the rubber grip. Yeah, we kill some boy for the fun of it. Supersonic, we never fear nobody. Anywhere we go, fi boy, we done new something to the P. Fi go panny, we murder the fuck of them. Run it out fast, then we turn it up again. It's street locked, yo, a Supersonic government. Yesterday we kill a boy, tomorrow we kill again. Supersonic, them fi know we no love, man, brother. You know, see, I be a gunman there.
Supersonic, we fall black train, kind of bright sunny day, make it turn bad weather. We have the 4-5 and the broke back special. So no cause, no eruption, brother. Supersonic, we fall black train, kind of bright sunny day, make it turn bad weather. One time, it a fire, fire rapid. Light up the place like a fire rocket. From Panzer 14 in biomatic. Bring it to school, I'm transit the traffic. Supersonic, you know you are the baddest. Be a girl, I said them want if you touch your body. Take care, boy, girl, no apology. LG, no monopoly. Supersonic, there ya. Blender, you there ya. Spider, you there ya. So the crew might there ya. Chris Rollo, black beamer with the white leather. You miss a man, don't call me no. Them finna want we no love, man, brother. You know, see, I'm here, gunman, there. Supersonic, we fall black train, pan a bright sunny day, make it turn bad weather. We have the 4-5 and the broke back special. So no cause, no eruption, brother. Supersonic, we fall black train, pan a bright sunny day, make it turn bad weather. Outside with the rubber grip, so we kill sound boy, for the fun of it. Supersonic, we never fear nobody. Anywhere we go, fi boy, with a new something to the pee, fi go panic, we murder the fuck of them. Run it out fast, then we turn it up again. It's street like your supersonic government. Yesterday we kill a boy, tomorrow we kill again. Supersonic.
Wow, wow, what a vibe. Crazy.
Mad, mad, mad.
Wow, I'm really excited about the party tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, what can we expect from you guys?
What can we expect from you?
I don't know, I'm just gonna be there chilling, have a good time before, and say goodbye to all my good friends that will be there. I mean
let's see what the crowd is like, and then so we're gonna play for them.
Sounds good. All right, and it's gonna happen in the Buxa Club, mm-hmm. Rothschild Street, Rothschild Boulevard. For those who want to be there, can you give us some more details?
כן, yeah. מועדון הבוקסה הלילה, יום שבת, זה מתחיל ב-11, תגיעו מוקדם. אז כאמור פנזה, כל הדרך מסופרסוניק סאונד מברלין. אני אלן, נציג מיסטיקליות, ככה הפריע לו קצת על המייק. ולצד ניו זיון סאונד עם ג'הל ובלאק רוז וקורדדה מסנסי סאונד, כולנו נהיה שם.
וואו, yeah, nice representation of the 2019 Israeli... Yeah, dancehall Tel Aviv scene. All right. Yeah, free entrance, right?
Free entrance. Maybe after midnight is 10 shekels. 10 shekels. Just kind of free.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just bring your change.
Yeah, and yeah. You have more money for the money pull-up, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we do it. We do money pull-up in Israel.
Yeah, but because it's quite expensive, so we let them to do it with the coins. No, I'm kidding.
All right. Well, what can we expect from both of your sounds in the future? You know, like upcoming things? You talked about the clash in New York.
Yeah, I mean that's the next big thing for us coming up, and yeah, then let's see what happens.
All right, what about you guys?
Yes, I mean there's always projects coming up, Jamaica, Israel, and maybe other places in between. So yeah, stay tuned.
All right, I tried to get some more info, but that's okay as well.
Just a teaser.
Okay, how can people follow you? Remind us again.
It's Supersonic Sound on Facebook, and we are also on Instagram somewhere. You're not that good on social media, I have to admit, but you will find us.
Yeah. If you look close enough. All right. Yeah.
I would prefer you find us in a dance.
Exactly. I was going to say that. Yeah. All right. So yeah, you play around Europe, and and you will come here more often. So I'm not worried about that.
No.
Actually, before and after the clash, you have a little US tour, right?
Yeah, there are some dates around it, yeah.
Nice. If we have American listeners.
Wow, guys, it was such a great honor to have you here. And so thank you for coming.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Mystical Youth on Instagram, yeah, Facebook, the same.
Exactly, yeah. So make sure to follow Mystical Youth and Supersonic. And my program, What's the Talk? Radio show on Facebook. I don't have an Instagram yet. When I open one, maybe when I have more time for that in Prague. Ah, wow. It's hard to say goodbye, but I'm gonna do it. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for Toda, 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 Nakit. Thank you for all the Katzevet, the team of KZ Radio, Omer Senesh, Sapir Cohen Benesh, Lia Spiegel, Nir Limor, Michlet BPM, וצוות הקמת האתר החדש, כבוד ענק לאדינוי, ולכל העוסקים במלאכה, לקוואמי, לעמי גולדמן שהולך להיות אחריי, להדר דירי זילברשטיין שהייתה פה לפניי ודאגה שהכל יעבוד כמו שצריך, לליה מור שגם בא לבקר פה היום. Thanks for everyone, and because you know, I was thinking a lot which tune I'm gonna end up my last live program for the next period, and I chose this one because yeah, you guys have always been there for me, so I will be there for you. I will keep doing it from far, but I'm gonna stay. So yeah, next week we're gonna have Ophir Bloom, and then week after another program by me, just not from here. So thanks again, and yeah, see you soon.
Faith.